Hello.
Hi, Tom. It's Samantha here from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
Oh, good. Thanks.
Are you having a good day?
I always have a good day.
Okay. All right, Tom.
I don't believe it. If I don't, I'm not going to tell anybody.
Yeah, of course. I understand. To be very honest, sometimes I am, like, you know, going through some heavy stuff here at work, and I sometimes proactively tell the customers that, you know what, if I'm sounding down, if I am saying something that isn't making sense, please forgive me because I'm having a very rough day.
You're making sense.
Yeah, so Tom, as I told you yesterday, I was going to have a word with the billing department in regards to your remaining payments. So I spoke to them, and they told me that there are two other ways in which you can make the payments. You can either draw a check, that can work, and if you have a PayPal account, you can pay through that too. So which method do you prefer? I think you should go with a check.
Well, what's wrong with the money order? That's guaranteed because that's already paid for when you get it.
How did you make the initial payment, by the way?
I'm sorry?
I'm saying, how did you make the initial payment?
The initial payment was made online.
Oh, okay. Well, the money order...
Money order is guaranteed because it's already paid for.
And how do you do that? What's the process of it?
Well, I just get the money and go to the currency exchange and get a money order and mail it.
Oh, okay. And what currency exchange do you use?
Sorry?
What currency exchange do you use?
Well, I can use any currency exchange, but I use the one right here in Wakanda normally.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And there's no way that you can maybe do it with a card or through a check. Is that correct?
Well, what I possibly can... The problem is that the money that's on the card is from my Social Security account.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way that I can add anything to it. It just goes with the balance, which I use to pay my regular monthly payments every month.
Okay.
And electric and lot rent and so on.
So why don't you deposit more money in your account and then make the transfer?
I don't have an account.
Oh, I see. What about the card that you have?
The debit card comes directly from the government.
Oh, I see.
It is a MasterCard, but it's strictly a debit card, and I cannot add to it. They don't accept any additional payments.
Got you. And there's no way you can draw a check as well, right?
Well, I'd have to draw it the same way. You know, I'd have to put the money together and go to the bank and get the check.
So what do you advise we do at this point of time?
Well, I'd like to do it with the money order.
Okay, I did speak to them with them regarding the money order, but they are saying that they do not accept payments through any money orders. And the best that they can do is do it through a check.
Okay, well, what I'll have to do is probably rearrange how I make my other payments and use the money on the debit card to make the payments and just pay online.
Okay. All right, then. Go ahead and see what you can do about this.
Too.
I'm sorry? I'm saying go ahead and see what you can do about it. See if you can make this work somehow.
I could do that.
All right, so when can I call you back?
I always have a little surplus on that account after I pay all my bills. Kind of depressing. I get the money in the bank and on the card, and then right away I have to spend it.
Right. I understand. And I'm so sorry I'm putting you through this. It's just that they have their standard methods of payments and they are not going to budge around that. So that's just pretty much it. So, Tom, mm-hmm. how much time do you need for me to call you back? Should I call you like on Monday?
Well, for what?
For you to rearrange all those.
I will arrange to do it online.
Yeah.
So I don't need any time on that.
Okay, so can we do it now? Or, see, you will need time
to
rearrange that.
I have to do it on the 3rd of the month.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
I have to do it on the 3rd of the month because that's when the money comes into the account.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're saying
I'm sure that I can do at least $250 a month.
Okay.
But I can't pay the balance. I mean, I just don't have it. I live on Social Security.
Okay, then let me inform the billing department. You see what you can do from your end, and you can let me know whenever you're ready to, you know, pay the remaining, okay?
Yeah, okay. Should I call you then if I want to make a payment?
Yes.
And your number, I think I have it here, but let me get it again just to be sure. I have so many numbers at Penguin right now.
Right, correct, because everybody has their own number. Well, I'm calling you from the main line. So let me know once you're ready. I'll provide you this number, and you can just call me back.
I'm ready.
Okay. Just give me a quick moment. I'm giving you the number now. Okay, so it's
quick.
Yes, 218.
218.
300.
300.
9881.
9881.
Okay.
Okay.
So
yeah,
whenever
I'll call you on the 3rd, and I'll make some kind of a payment on it then.
That sounds good. And when you're calling on this number, just ask for Samantha. Okay. It's the main line.
Okay.
I'm saying when you call on this number, ask for Samantha because it's the main line. It's the official number.
Okay?
Okay,
yeah, I can do that.
All right, Tom. Thank you so much for your time. I'll keep in touch in regards to the project updates as well. You have yourself a lovely weekend ahead.
Okay, yeah. See, there's 3 books on this agreement.
Yes.
So if we're not all paid up by the time we finish the first one, we can at least get the other 2 ready.
Absolutely. I got you covered.
And that way we can hit them all at the same time and maybe get some money back on it right away.
Yes, that is correct.
Funds are very tight. I am 88 years old, so you know, it's not like I'm out there working. I'm working at home every day, but I won't ever retire.
I understand that, Tom. Do not stress out. We'll work something.
Okay. Well, I worked with show people for quite a few years, and they never retire. Consequently, they tend to live a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I decided a long time ago I would never actually retire. I actually work 7 days a week now.
Oh, yes.
And my hours are strange. Sometimes you can't reach me because I usually go to bed around 3 or 4 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
So mornings are bad for me.
That's a strange timing, by the way. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I'm saying that's a strange timing for you to go to bed. Why so late?
I write better in the evening than at night. So. Plus, when I go to bed, I don't go to sleep right away because I'm always still working. You know, for an hour or two, thinking things out. I always have a pad of paper next to the bed in case something comes. I'm working on several other books right now, so.
That's wonderful. Yeah, keep that going, and do not worry about anything. We will work this out, okay? So baby steps at a time.
Okay.
All right.
Will that work for you, Lana, if we do it that way?
Yeah.
That way it'll be paid up within 6 or 7 months.
Yes.
It could
I'm
be
gonna,
more
I'm
than
gonna,
250.
I'm going to talk to the billing, see whatever possible alternate resolution they have in terms of the installments, and I'm going to, you know, have them agree on something negotiable, something convenient for you. Whatever they say, I will convey that to you. Okay?
Well, what would be convenient is none at all.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, well,
I understand.
You know, not, my other publishers never asked for any money. We always just did the program. So.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
I'm not used to having to pay to have my books published.
Well, they must be on a royalty sharing plan with you. Tom, we're just a ghostwriting publishing company. We actually get paid for the services that we render, and that is it. We take zero commissions or zero royalties on the books that are published. So that's just the way it is. It's like a service processing fee.
Yeah.
So,
well, you publish through Amazon, is that correct? Or?
Yes, multiple other platforms. We are affiliated with almost all of them in this industry. So Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Ingram Sparks, all of that we cater.
Yeah, my other books are all listed on all of those outlets. So.
Mm-hmm. Right, so we'll get this book out too. Okay. All right, Tom, I'm going to let you go now. You take good care of yourself. Don't stress. I'll get back to you in regards to the payment, and we'll take it from there then.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Samantha. I appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you so much for your time. Have a wonderful weekend.
I'd like to let Mickey off the hook a little bit, too, because she's kind of donating her time. She's in for 50% of all my royalties and all my books. So,
okay.
You know, that's, she will eventually get paid for her time, but she's just been a good friend. She does a lot of things for me that I really appreciate.
Yes, she's a wonderful person.
Yep. Unfortunately, she's married.
Right. Okay. All right, Tom.
I'd be robbing the cradle anyhow, because she's only 62 years old.
I understand. Okay, then, Tom, say hi to Michaela from me, and you take good care of yourself, okay?
Okay, say hello to wherever you are.
All right, okay, I will. Take care.
Are you in Minnesota, is that correct? Or
no, I'm in California.
You're in California, okay.
Yes.
So we're dealing with California time, then I'll remember that.
Yes. Well, I'm in the Pacific Standard Time Zone. That's the reason why when Brian scheduled a call with me, he informed Michaela about it.
I lived out that way for a few years, and I never did like it, so.
Oh, okay. Well, I've been here
I was a professional pilot for 20-some years.
Yes, you told me about it.
It got me into working for some of the movies.
Mm-hmm.
So we
shot
movies not only out in California, but also in the Great Britain area.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them were shot in the British Isles, one in Ireland and one in England, two pretty famous movies. And, of course, I was born in Germany, so I'm quite familiar with the other side of the land there over there. Unfortunately, I don't speak German anymore, but I do dream in Dutch, which is very strange.
Right. Absolutely. You have a good sense of humor, by the way, Tom. It's the left. I'm saying you have a good sense of humor.
I hope so. That's what we all have to have.
Yeah, we got to stay happy, no?
Yeah, you know, you go into a store or something, people say, "How are you today?" And you say, "Well, I'm rotten." They'll say, "Oh, that's nice," which proves they're really not listening anyhow. That's why it's kind of offensive that Brian always sends that, "Hope we find you in good health." That's like those stupid smiley faces that people use all the time. They're insipid. Anyhow, I'll let you go. Hello?
Yes, I'm right here. My phone went
okay.
on mute. I apologize. All right, Tom, I'm going to go now. And thank you so much for your time.
You'll talk
it's always lovely speaking to you.
Okay, we'll talk to you later. Thank you, Samantha.
All right. Have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks. Bye.